At the 2013 National Farm Machinery Show, I'm visiting with Rip Ripito, and I understand that you're the CEO for the Kentucky State Fair Board, right?
That's correct. I was brought on, started January 1st, and it's been one of the greatest experiences I've ever had to be here, be part of this great organization.
Well, so you got to just kind of jump right into it with this show. If you could just talk a little bit about the facility, the show, what it means to the local community even.
You bet. This is the 48th annual show here for the Farm Machinery Show. This is one of the best and biggest shows you're ever going to see. In fact, we tout it as the biggest and the best, and that's why people want to come here. We've got over 860 exhibitors. They're covered in underneath a roof of over 1.2 million square feet, all indoors. And we've got an economic impact to the state of Kentucky of over $22 million. But you know what's really interesting and fascinating is that people from all over the United States and all over the world come here because they know this is going to be the place where you're going to learn the latest trends, the best technology, and be able to meet and talk to people who are in the industry all across the world and find out what it means to be in the ag industry.
So what's your recommendation if I'm planning to come? How long is it going to take me to just walk around the whole facility?
You know, you literally could see something new every single day, but if you had one day to be here, and the hours are from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then we've got the championship tractor pull after that at 7:30 each night. But if you had a full day, you would get a good taste of everything that's going on. But even then, you're not going to see everything. It's the biggest, it's the best. And that's why we attract those exhibitors that want to be here, because they know this is going to be a cutting edge. It's going to be that show where we draw 300,000 people in a four-day period, and they know this is the place to be every year.
And probably some people may not know, this is not the only ag event that takes place here during the year.
That's correct. We've got the North American International Livestock Expo that happens in November of each year. We've got the State Fair, and within the State Fair, we've got, oh gosh, so many species and breeds, it's so hard to count, and you get the champions from there. They're qualifying events. We've got the American Saddlebred Horse Association's World Championships during that time. We've got a beef expo that occurs here. And then that's just the ag events. Then you bring in another couple of hundred events a year that we do that are just as eclectic and as varied as you could imagine.
Do you think that there's more room for growth, or have you kind of hit a level of we've got all we can do to handle here?
Oh, I think there's still opportunity. The question is how do we do it? If you look out over the exhibit halls, it looks like we're maxed out on space. But people, I understand, said that last year too, and our staff got creative, sat down with the exhibitors and looked at ways that they could be more efficient on the floor, redesigned how some of the aisles worked, and they were able to add booths. We have a waiting list. We were sold out 4 weeks before the show when it came to exhibitors. So we have a demand, and we want to look and see if there's a way of bringing that demand onto the grounds here at Kentucky Exposition Center.
I don't know that I've heard, but do you have sort of an estimate of how many folks you think might come through here during this show?
We're estimating 300,000 people coming through in this four-day show.
So it's a lot of folks to get in and out of here. Anything else about what you guys are doing? Because you've got not only this facility, I know, but if I understand right, you got a convention center downtown and just a whole lot going on with this State Fair Board.
Yeah, so we're a great organization. We are a state agency that has a 15-member board appointed by the governor. The board itself meets on a monthly basis. My staff and I are in charge of operating and finding a way of producing shows and bringing in as many as we can, because our purpose is just quite simply to enhance the ag, the tourism, the convention industries so that people will want to come and continue to invest in our state. And our promise that we have back to our constituents and to the folks who come in is that we want to be able to treat our clients, their exhibitors and attendees, with the best world-class service so that they'll want to come back time and time again and continue to invest in our state.
Well, I am just happy to be here once again this year and enjoying a great show. That is Rip Ripito, CEO for the Kentucky State Fair Board. And so here from the National Farm Machinery Show, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.